I've got a guest. Surprise, surprise. We've got a man named Michael Astill. He's the creative spark behind the Holly Jolly Christmas in July, which is a winter concert that turns chilly nights into glittering spectacles of song and stage. And it's sort of, you know, it's a cross between carols and musical theatre. And it's, you know, it proves to us all that you don't need, you know, a white Christmas to celebrate it. And here with me on the line now is the man himself. Good afternoon, Michael. How are we doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So it's good to have you here. But I just wanted, I guess my first question for you, right? So where did the idea of the Holly Jolly Christmas in July first come from?
The idea came from, so the company I've now decided to up and run, it's actually a new company that I've developed. In the local area where we live, there's not a lot of theatre and performance opportunities for people, as well as affordable concerts and things for people to come and see. So I decided that I would create a little company that would do smaller scale shows that people who may not be able to afford to go to the big shows or the big community theatre shows, you know, they could go and see. And, you know, it's about transporting people for about an hour or so, as opposed to having to sit through, you know, a 3-hour show, etc. So that my idea was to come up with different genres for all the different shows. And who doesn't love to celebrate something in July? I mean, I've always loved celebrating Christmas in July, because why not? It's so cool. And there's so many music, like songs, Christmas songs that are all about Christmas in winter. But in Australia, we don't actually get to celebrate Christmas in winter. So this is a great way to celebrate and have those songs and actually, you know, sing about them whilst we're actually cold. If that makes any sense.
No, that makes complete sense. That's fair enough. It's a shame it doesn't snow in Australia. Well, in bigger quantities anyway. But, you know,
it's
kind of a blessing and a curse. But anyway, how did you go about selecting, like, what carols to cover and what musical theatre acts to cover? Like, how did that process sort of happen?
So the whole thing of the show is actually related around, like, the family traditions and traditions that people have within their family. So first of all, I selected a cast of people. People submitted submissions to be part of the show, and then I selected the cast, and I gave them the opportunity to submit two songs, a musical theatre song and a Christmas song, and to tell me why they wanted to sing those songs and how they relate to family traditions and traditions in general, whether it be Christmas or birthdays or just something that actually really means something to them, something that invokes a memory for them.
Yeah, sure. No, that I mean, again, it makes complete sense. How has the audience reacted to it, and what's been the most surprising reaction that they've had so far?
So this one will be the first time we're doing it in July on the 26th, but the previous show that we just did was Come Fly With Me, and that was the music of Frank Sinatra and Michael Bublé. Mm-hmm. And what we did was it was a similar kind of idea. There was four people on stage with a grand piano, and they sang songs from Frank Sinatra or Michael Bublé, but it was more of a cabaret style, and they told stories about their life and connected with the audience while singing the songs. So they related songs back to parts of, you know, their life and stories so that the audience could relate to them. So, and it just became this beautiful mix of music and emotion that the audience actually walked out, and people were sobbing and crying. It's just amazing how much timeless music can actually touch you when people sing it to you and give it to you in a way that they sell it to you like a story, as opposed to just singing a song. So I'm hoping with the Holly Jolly Christmas, this will happen, because it's once again people on stage telling their stories, but connecting it with these well-known musical songs and carols. So fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed as well, but do you have any examples of sort of that happening, I guess, sort of behind the scenes, like with your cast and your crew?
Yeah. So one of the, we had a rehearsal the other day, and I just kind of sat down and I said, guys, you know, tell me a story about this. And one girl, she's a phenomenal singer, and she was auditioning for NIDA. A story that's related to something, so performing arts school. And she sung one song and they didn't really like it very much. Well, they weren't that impressed with that song. And they said, you have another one. And she wanted to sing from Anastasia. It's called, it's gone out of my head, but it's from the musical Anastasia. And they literally said to her, well, that's a hard song. You better not stuff it up. And the song is It's Coming to Me. I've completely forgotten it. Anyway, Journey to the Past, it's called. Anyway, so she...
What's that one from?
It's called Journey to the Past from the musical Anastasia.
Oh, from Anastasia, right. Okay, sorry.
Anastasia, yeah.
Sorry.
And so she said, well, I can sing this for you. And they just looked at her and they said, don't stuff it up. And she sung it, and that's how she got into NIDA. And so that was like a really, really cool story, because she's like, there's an emotional element because she's been singing that song with her sister as she's been growing up. So it's like tying all that kind of stuff, you know. And we just sat there and was like, oh my God, like, that's a beautiful story. Then, you know, and another one of the boys, he, Dear Evan Hansen is one of his favorite shows, because he took a hiatus from doing theater. And when that came out, the story about the teenage angst and all that kind of stuff really hit home with him. And so he fell back in love with musical theatre and performing. So he'll be telling stories like that. Myself, I'll be telling stories about when I was growing up, I wasn't allowed to sing at like the carols and stuff because things, anyway, reasons why I wasn't allowed to sing at them. But now I'm a performer and I can sing, and there's songs that, you know, just resonate with regards to that. So, yeah, there's all just little stories and things that just make the show really beautiful.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody's got a story and sort of how they relate to certain, you know, forms of media and everything else. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. And this is all making a lot of sense. But one thing before I let you go, what do you hope, like, you have a lot of hope for the audience about what is going to be happening. What have you got, what exactly do you want them to take away from it?
I want them to be able to escape for about an hour and a bit, just to sit, listen, taking stories, resonate with what people are saying. Because then that's the thing. Everyone has a story, but we don't often get a chance to say it and tell it. So
this is
a great opportunity for these performers who are usually just seen on stage playing a role as such to actually open up and be vulnerable to the audience and let the audience into our backyard, so to speak. And I'm hoping that they just go on a journey with us and enjoy the music and enjoy the stories.
Yeah, fair enough. And I suppose that's all that's... And I hope it goes well for you, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks a lot.
And that'll be at the Pavilion Performing Arts Centre in Sutherland, correct?
It's at the Sutherland Arts Centre, which is a part of the Pavilion Performing Arts Centre,
So we'll be putting all the details up on the website. But thank you, Michael.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye. Cheers. Bye. And that was Michael Astill there, the organizer and, I guess, creative director of the Holly Jolly Christmas in July, which will be at the Pavilion Performing Arts Centre in Sutherland, throughout the month.